let me get down to some business. And Ciara, no more of that weirdness from you. Just while that track was on there, Ciara was telling Emily how she's going to the gig in, when is it?
September.
Okay, Emily doesn't need to know that. Like, stop being desperate. Was Emily then supposed to go, oh, hey, well, why don't we hang out backstage? Is that what that was supposed to be?
Kind of what I was hoping for, in fairness.
Oh, Lord. Emily, hi, what's going on?
Hi.
Sorry about Ciara. That must have been very uncomfortable for you, but look.
I have a tendency to make people uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, what can we do?
That's why I'm single, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is why. Hey, Emily, look, let's get down to some business. You are the vocals you guys all do vocals, though, but you are from the Staves. Now, the Staves, I think, word on the street is, now, Emily, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, you guys are on the way up. I mean, am I wrong? Don't laugh. Don't laugh when someone says that, Emily. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we're on the way down, so I hope that we are on the way up.
Hey, look, opposite of down is up, exactly. So you're probably at least going halfway right direction. So the Staves, Emily, you do vocals. You all do vocals. You harmonise wonderfully. There's you, there's Jessica, and there is Camilla. Now, when we say you're on the way up, there's a few very exciting things, actually, that are going on. The Electric Picnic is going to be big. Ciara, you were talking about the Florence gig that the Staves are going to be at, weren't you?
Yeah, you're supporting Florence this year. That's amazing.
Yes, we're so excited. She saw us at Glastonbury and called her booking agent and said, can I have these girls? And then, like, 2 days later, it was all announced and done and dusted. So we're really looking forward to that.
Because you'd think with these things that there'd be a lot of preparation, like, but she literally just saw your performance at Glastonbury and was like, I want them on my tour.
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
This one was quick.
Yeah, I need to go and perform at Glastonbury. And then maybe Florence will ask me to go to
You need talent
well.
First, though, Ciara.
Well,
and
that's
then
right,
you need to go perform at Glastonbury.
Also, probably have to learn a musical instrument.
Yeah, you need a bit of talent. Yeah. And then, most definitely, you think you could. But yeah, no, Emily, that is really interesting that you say that it was literally that simple. Because obviously, whenever I see these things, especially when you're kind of supporting an absolute machine, like a behemoth like Florence, you'd have to presume that months and months of agents and management and this and that goes back and forth, and that it's all very political and it's a very clinical, almost kind of business process. But you're literally saying she just saw you guys performing and said, hey, I'll get those supporting me.
Yeah,
wow.
Basically.
Oh, that is very cool.
That's a good day at the office.
Yeah, that is a very cool day at the office.
What was it like performing at Glastonbury?
Oh, it was great. It's been our third year performing there. And it's a lure unto itself, is Glastonbury. It's really special.
What did you make of Kanye headlining? Just out of interest, because I'm fascinated to actually talk to artists who performed at Glastonbury, because everyone seemed to be up in arms about Kanye performing, headlining, I suppose, in Glastonbury. What was the kind of vibe there from?
Well, I thought it was really strange that anyone was opposed to it. I mean, there are like a million stages at Glastonbury. If you don't want to go and see him, go and see one of the other.
The Staves.
Yeah, go and see the Staves.
So,
yeah.
So it really, you know, I'm not really on board with the haters. However, I did think it was a strange gig. It just seemed like I didn't really love it.
Yeah, I'm comfortable
for a lot of people.
I didn't watch it on television, but I heard that he try to break into Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
I think he did,
Honestly, I had left by that point.
Interesting. Go.
Emily,
the first half.
Let me ask you this, because this is very cool. And they say, I mean, with my limited understanding of this, you guys would be much more into it than I am, but supporting somebody like Florence and the Machine, like, that can be an absolute career maker, can't it? That can be literally what breaks you into the mainstream and has you selling, you know, millions of albums. Because she's done that with a few other people that have supported her, hasn't she?
I don't really know. I mean, I think the great thing about this kind of world that we inhabit is that every opportunity leads to something else, and you never know what that is. I mean, we might end up watching her show every night and being really inspired, and that then kind of informs what we do on our next tour.
Sure.
Or we might end up becoming really good friends and there's a friendship that comes out of it. Or it could translate to, maybe kind of our careers explode or something.
Sure.
Well, I know that Haim...
Everything's more... you know, very valid and
yeah, like, no, I get you. It's all a sprawling path.
Yeah, no, a friend of mine said she saw Florence before, and is it Haim or Haim?
Ciara.
Is it Haim?
Haim, goddammit.
I never pronounced that properly. I'm sorry, I apologise. But they actually toured with her as well, so, you know.
You see, that's
they're,
it.
They're massive now. The past year for them has been huge, you know?
Yeah.
Emily, let me ask you this, and I don't mean to be uncomfortable here when I make this question. There's you, there's Jessica, and there's Camilla, and you guys make up the Staves. You guys are sisters.
My favourite.
No. You guys are sisters, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
See, I'm not going to ask you who's your favourite. I would never put you on the spot like that, but I'm going to ask you something else. So you're all sisters. You're all in this band together. Do any of you worry that there's going to be a kind of a Beyonce situation? That like one is going to, you know, be a little more popular than the rest of you guys? No disrespect intended to anybody in that group. I'm not singling out anybody. But I mean, that must cross your mind. Like, do you sometimes look at Jessica and go, she's going to sell us out the second we get big? I mean, she's going to leave us behind. We're going to be done. Emily, this is something that must go through your heads. Like, even if none of you will admit it to each other.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, I think that we all have kind of similar music tastes when it comes to our band, but we're all kind of individuals as well. And I have no doubt that there will be solo projects at some point. I mean, you know, I'd be very, very excited to see what Millie or Jess did on their own. And we're very supportive of each other.
Emily, are you saying you're going to be the breakout one? Is that what you're saying here? Because do you secretly, quietly, confidently know?
I apologize for Chris trying to break up this family.
I'm not. I'm just saying, Emily, sometime you're going to have to drop the dead weight. Like, that's all I'm saying. All right. But look, no, I'm only messing, Emily. Of course, it is really exciting for you guys. Emily, Millie, as you say, which is much nicer. Jessica, all of you guys together, make up the Staves. It's going to be, I think, a massive year for you guys. Obviously, you're playing Electric Picnic. You're supporting Florence and the Machine. I mean, it is going to be pretty huge, I think. I mean, this must be the best year to date, I can only imagine.
So now, after this conversation, can I hang out backstage with you in September when I go and see the gig?
Of course you can.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, look,
thank you.
Emily, thank you for coming on. Tell you what we will do. We will play you the Staves, Blood I Bled. This is awesome. It's out now. Go get it. It's on the internet and stuff. Emily, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Come the quickening feet that fall. Come the gathering rain. Suffering as I suffer you. Hearing you speak of pain.
That's the Staves, Blood I Bled, here on 2FM.